Therefore, he says, pass through thy land as a river, O daughter of Tarshish, there is no more strength. And in other words, river, here's the Nile. And as the Nile overflowed her banks, the colony of Tarshish is now free to do as she pleases. Tyre can no longer control them. Tyre is fallen. No more strength. That means that there's no girdle that holds them up. Now in verse 11, he has here, he stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. Have you noticed this threefold description of Tyre? In verse 7, it's called a joyous city. Verse 8, it's called a crowning city. And here in verse 11, it's called a merchant city. And all three were true of it. Verse 12, and he said, thou shalt no more rejoice, O thou oppressed virgin daughter of Zidon. Arise, pass over to Chittim. There also shalt thou have no rest. In other words, that both Tyre and Sidon would suffer the same things. And who's to destroy them? Well, God says he was responsible. He used an instrument. Verse 13, behold the land of the Chaldeans. This people was not till the Assyrian founded it for them that dwell in the wilderness. In other words, when Assyria was a great nation, Chaldea, that is Babylon, was just a hick town. But now it's ruling the world. And therefore, verse 14, howl, ye ships of Tarshish, your strength is laid waste. How long will it be in captivity? Verse 15, it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years. That's how long. Now I drop down here to verse 17, it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. She shall turn to her hire. She'll become again a great commercial center, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. She'll become a harlot in the world. And that's the way God speaks of these great commercial centers. Verse 18, her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. Now we move down the ages, and we come to the last days, and the time of the great tribulation. Tyre again will be a great city, and it will enter the millennium. Her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord. In other words, now, it's all dedicated to the Lord. What a picture we have here.